Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
2 days ago, I returned from a birthday celebration in Hawaii. I'll soon turn 70 and manage to persuade my son and daughter-in-law to bring their two kids, my daughter and son-in-law to bring her child in utero to the north shore of Oahu. While there, we enjoyed beaches, swam, snorkeled, surfed, ate tasty food for about a week. It was a splurge, but hey, you only turn 70 once, so since you can't take it with you, why not create a beautiful memory? While we were there, we watched very little television or news, except we did try to read and watch some of the releases about the war in Ukraine. The suffering of the Ukrainian people, not only in this war, but in the previous century, is something we should never forget. The Ukrainians suffered under Stalin, then Hitler, then back to Stalin. Talk about being sandwiched between a rock and a hard place, more like a battering ram and an iron door. We complain about our neighbors to the south and some even about the Canadians to the north. Truth is, we have pretty good neighbors on both sides. The Ukraine has been sandwiched between hostile political powers for a long time. For example, in 1918, Ukraine declared independence from Russia during a conflict fought by multiple countries and armies over several years. Call it World War I. Its independence and sovereignty received international recognition at the Treaty of Brest-Litovsk. In 1921, Soviet forces later overthrew independent Ukraine. Ukraine was subsumed into the Soviet Union the following year. Now, 10 years later, 1932-33, a famine caused by Stalin's policy of collectivization killed millions of people, mainly ethnic Ukrainians, in a republic that is known as the breadbasket of the Soviet Union. The disaster is known as the Holodomor, from the Ukrainian word for famine and death. 1939-44, the Soviet Union annexes what is now Western Ukraine from Poland and Romania. Later, Nazi Germany and the Axis powers invade the Soviet Union and occupy Ukraine, which suffers enormous devastation. 1991, Ukraine declares independence, a move endorsed in a referendum by 92% of her voters. Russia, Ukraine, Belarus sign an accord recognizing the Soviet Union has dissolved. Ukraine begins a transition to a market economy and comes into possession of a significant stockpile of nuclear weapons that had belonged to the Soviet Union. In 1994, under the Budapest Memorandum, Ukraine gives up its nuclear arsenal in exchange for a commitment from Moscow to, quote, respect the independence, sovereignty, and existing borders of Ukraine, unquote. Some respect. We thought the Russian bear had gone away. Far from it. It has recently come out of hibernation only to encounter a resilient people whose courage has been hammered out on the anvil of suffering. Our thoughts and prayers and admiration go to the Ukrainian people. This has been Dan Price for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.